You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
You know, make it your own. Let it be a thing that you do.
Whatever, coach.
You want to give 100% and you want to do your best. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to be serious now. I'm so sorry.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse pounding, lightning inducing.
Oh, he's going fast today.
The tower is ascending. Good times. I mean, A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
Nice.
I am the Aztec Olmec. I have the Lightstar 777 with me. And what we up? Are going to, we got topics. We're also going to actually play and farm and grind a little bit while we talk about our topics. Should be a good time. Should be fun. But, But today on the show, one of our beloved games that actually Lightstar introduced me to, and I was so happy he did, because you know, Elite Dangerous has some news. Unfortunately, they are cutting their updates to console. They are going to be PC only. PC is good for me because. Both Lightstar and I play on PC, so it really doesn't affect us a whole lot. But also we have new 2As, of course, in Summoner's War. We have a couple of shoutouts, of course, as we always do. And I just wanted to bring up how accessible both Summoner's War and even Figure Fantasy are, as opposed to like a Genshin or some other games. Oh yeah, and I got super lucky. I got picked to go to the Honkai Impact 3rd meetup in New York. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. So because he always asks,
after you choke,
someone get the Heimlich, and then of course goes right back to it.
It's you know, hair of the dog that bit you. You gotta,
of course,
you gotta just go for it. You know,
have to, of course. So, Lightstar, you always ask me. I never ask you because I'm such a rude boy. How are
rude?
How are you doing?
You know, Lightstar 777. I'm doing all right.
I see you're mixing some drinks in Genshin. You got the whole Patrick Swayze bartender thing going on.
Is Patrick Swayze a bartender?
Was he a bartender? What movie was he the bartender in?
Roadhouse.
Was he the bartender? Was he a bouncer? Who knows? He wore a lot of hats in that movie. I just know he knew Kung Fu, which was amazing. And then
I know Kung Fu.
But anyway, back to how are you doing? My man, 50 grand, how are you doing? You doing good?
Keeping it real for the real people of Middle Earth, you know, just doing my part for hobbits everywhere, you know.
Are you excited for the Amazon first, I think the Ring of Power it's called? The Amazon,
you know, okay, so here's the thing about me. I like original content, and I am all for, you know, going into universes that have been well and thoroughly plundered for, you know, intellectual property, but I don't know. It's like my feelings about the Book of Boba Fett, and if you haven't watched it by now, I'm sorry, we're past the 2-week mark, so...
Yeah, we may spoil, we may not.
But I just... I don't know. Personally, I wish we came up with newer content. You know?
Okay.
Like, gotcha. Like, again, you know, it's, you know, it's fine. Like, I'll watch it. Obviously, I'm going to watch it, but, you know. Yeah. But, like, you know, I feel like that universe has been done really well by Peter Jackson, and gosh, I ponder what they could do that could possibly, you know, you know, equate to that kind of, you know, incredible content.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, and especially if you're trying to make that a deliverable on a, you know, what effectively will be a weekly show. I don't know. That just... This is my favorite drink. Yeah. Two cocoa paste and caramel.
In real life. I don't know how...
Large cup it is.
You are much more well-versed in Lord of the Rings stuff than I am. I enjoyed one of the books. I enjoyed the movie. I didn't read all the books. Probably that's why. That's the only reason I say that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just wanted your opinion on Ring of Power. I'm definitely going to check it out. I like that the time frame, you know, that they're, you know, they're... Anyway, we digress. This is a show somewhat about video games, and we're getting into other geek stuff. Which, what am I talking about? That's actually the point. That's what we're trying to do with the Summoners. I mean, a Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe, so we are expanding a little bit. So if you hear us talk about stuff that's other than Summoner's War, don't be surprised, because you're going to get a lot more of that. But I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm going to hopefully
I'll keep an open mind.
Be pleasantly surprised. You know? Hopefully it's good. But yeah,
gotta give you know, New Zealand something to do with their time. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, all that gorgeous country, they gotta do something with it. You gotta shoot something there. Right. But yeah, Elite Dangerous, bro. Like, I'll tell you a little bit about my Elite Dangerous journey, and it has all to do with this guy over here. Because I have, even though it's a really old franchise, I have never heard of it until. Lightstone. I think I was watching a something, and I was like, "Oh, that looks like a pretty awesome movie." I really thought it was a film scene, and he was like, "No, this is a game. You could have your own starship and jump around a specific representation, a one-to-one representation of the universe." And I was like, "What the heck?" So, regardless, long story short, started playing it. We started winging up. And he showed me how to play, how to, you know, do all the mining. And I was really impressed with a lot of the third-party tools and just the community in general. Big shout-out to the pilot, because he taught me, you know, a lot of stuff. Of course, Ken set me off, but the pilot really showed me how to, you know, pick a good ship and outfit it properly. And the Yamics, which is... This dude is hysterical. I'm sorry. Big shout-out to him also. I watched a ton of his videos so I could... get a little bit more you know, well versed in the whole Elite Dangerous universe. But you know, those are the two streamers that I really like, and I like the game. It really had a lot of fun elements, you know, building your own ship from scratch and outfitting it how you wanted it, and even the custom paint jobs and such like that. Very cool. So even though I started on PS4, I switched to the PC just so I can use some of the voice mods and such like that. Mm-hmm. So my account on PC is not nearly as well-versed, but it's there. It's getting there. And now that, you know, they've really stopped everything but critical updates for Elite, you know, I'm, you know, I just have more volition to play more on PC.
See, and I would have been more inclined to play it on PC more than I did at this point, mm-hmm. if they would have let me just transfer my progress, because I mean, that's one thing, like, Genshin really got right out of the gate was,
yes,
just let us
100%.
Let us just 100%. Continue our progress through, let us bloom where we're planted, you know.
Yep. I like that. Let us bloom where we're planted. That's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why I stuck with Genshin, because I started playing on mobile and I was like, I would be much better with a controller. And then guess what? What did I do? right around the time I got a gaming PC, Genshin was the first, one of the first games I downloaded. But yeah, back to Elite. You know, Elite was fun. Like, I had a whole bunch of good times, you know, playing Han Solo or, you know, role playing or whatever. But there was so much third party tools to help you be a better commander. So yeah, I'm definitely, I feel bad for the people that, you know, spent most of the time on console. And, you know, I just wish, I hope that Frontier does the right thing and has them transfer their account over, because that's just more money for them. You know, why wouldn't they? And I know it's possible, because even now you can transfer over, but you'll just have credits. You won't have any of your ships and you won't have any of your ranks. And your rank grind is what you really want. That's what, that's why you, you know, I don't know, rank grinding takes hours, if not days, you know. Oh, yeah. So I hope Frontier does the right thing and allows, you know, transfers to PC. It's just morally and financially the right thing to do.
For sure. Do you ever just wonder where an item that you get from a game goes? I'm doing that right now.
Item management, right? One of your favorite things to do.
No, I hate it. It's the worst. No, like, they gave me an item, and I don't know where it just disappeared to. It's literally nowhere in my inventory now.
Usually it's marked with new, but you don't see anything like that.
Hold on. Is that it? Tavern Shaker Grumus. There it is. Yep. Okay, yep. So it's a... Found it, finally.
See,
what an ordeal that was. It's a teapot furnishing. Who'd have thunk it?
Anyway, so just for some backstory, in Genshin Impact, there is a event where you can play bartender. Now, you're not making alcoholic drinks. You're more of a barista at Starbucks. You're making coffee and tea, themed drinks. And juice, exactly. So, obviously, the more recipes you complete, the more gems and other rewards you get. And that's what Lightstar is doing now. I am currently running in a circle around Liyue Harbor just because I can. But,
Are you ready for me to join your world?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jump in some co-op. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. Okay. I was waiting you to send up the signal flare.
Need the Lightstar flare. Lightstar signal. Oh, question. Did you see the Batman as yet?
I'm Batman. No. No, I haven't.
Okay. So, we'll leave that to the time that we both will have watched it. Let's see. What else?
Sight unseen, I'll still say that I maintain there is no better Batman than Lego Batman. Just putting that out there.
I have never seen any of the Lego Batman, so I can't.
How could you not see it? Oh my god. You gotta tell me when you have... Hold on, I even have to go look right now. Like, I am literally closing my game just so I can look if
you
I can
are what?
Send you a link to watch this
I
movie because...
I said anything.
Nope, I'm glad you did. Great, I can send you a screen pass from my Movies Anywhere collection. Shout out to Movies Anywhere! And you can watch it for free dollars and free cents at your leisure and convenience.
Amazing.
You just need to tell me when you have an hour and a half of your time to devote to the greatest Batman movie of all time within a week of when I send it to you.
Debatable, but but I'll check it out just because you were adamant that I watched.
That is the speech of a man who's never seen Lego Batman, because if you knew...
I have seen the Lego movie. I have not seen the Lego Batman.
And so, that's why so you're misguided in your approach to this conversation.
We will check that out. So,
you know, I've often wondered what crow tastes like, so I'm really looking forward to when you can tell me it tastes just like chicken.
okay? So anyway, but accessibility to new games is another topic that we have. I find the new...
Where did you go anyways?
Where did I go? I went to the Cryo Registry. So
okay, I'm coming up there now.
No problem. I didn't tell you, so don't think I...
I know you didn't. There.
Let's see. Probably need some fire people. But yes, I think the new Summoner's Way changes to Summoner's War are great. If you don't know, Summoner's Way is basically like a rewards-laden tutorial for Summoner's War. They've recently revamped it, and it's great. It is, if you're a new player, it's going to show you exactly how to play and get the most out of your Summoner's War experience, at least early on. So,
see, now I still maintain that it should not make me work through a lot of the steps that it has. I mean, I get it. Because I get yes, but I mean, because I've done it thousands of times before, like I really should not have to go through the motions of, you know, one of the starter areas and be like, "Oh, starter area, you so hard, I beat you in 1.8 seconds." No. That should not be my reality. By the way, I'm beating this thing up. I thought you were down here with me. There you are.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm liking that they kind of revamped Summoner's Way. It is very, very accessible to new players. So if you are at all interested in playing Summoner's War initially, great time to jump on. Even though Summoner's War is an 8-year-old game at this point, 8 years old, it is still a ton of fun, and I encourage new people to try it. And of course, the community, there are tons of streamers like Nelly the God and Hiroshin and JD the Gamer. And of course, Childish. And us, of course, that will show you. You know, keep forgetting about us. Yes,
yeah, sometimes yeah. If you want the rookies, that's us. If you want the people giving you the base level experience of all things Frozen Stream, oh yeah, we got that for you. Don't worry, we talked about it for a good 20 minutes today to see if we could garner a reason behind the insanity of this thing not working. So it is on our to-do list for sure.
So honestly, we have two different solutions, and I think both of them will work, but you know. Oh, you know what? You know what I need? What that stupid electro bat thing in Azuma.
You mean the thing on the island?
Yeah, the electro...
Oh, I need that too.
The electro flying thing. Don't know what it's called.
That's its technical term. Electro flying thing.
Electro flying thing. We need to
the thunder manifestation?
Sure. Thunder manifestation. Anyway. See, that's one of the nice quality of life things. I just love this book that shows you, just look stuff up and shows you where it is.
I'm assuming.
But anyway, but yes, Summoner's Way, very accessible to new players. However, Figure Fantasy, a new game that just dropped out, another gacha style game. Kind of like almost a gacha style, almost little bit of tower defense things in there. You know, it's pretty cool. But what I do like is the very the accessibility. You know, the first 20 to 35 levels are all tutorial and are just, you know, showing you the ropes of the game and, you know, getting your units and stuff like that. So, very accessible. I would honestly hate to start Genshin right now. That's just my opinion. I would like Genshin is really like, if you're, let's put it this way, if you're summoning for new units in Genshin, you know, it's very difficult to level up those units if you don't have certain areas unlocked. And I don't think I know of any other gacha game that restricts you from leveling up new characters because they're all region locked. So, man, like, I don't know how much I would enjoy starting.
I couldn't find you for a moment where you had went to.
Oh. Right here, bud.
Should I have healing for this and like Jolly and Kagami?
Well, I would say one of either, maybe one DPS and Kagami.
Well, I'll try this. What's the worst that could happen, right?
Ready?
Yeah, I'm right above it.
Okay. Thunder Manifestation. Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
It actually was.
See? I know these things.
But as you say about the accessibility, I will say one thing about Summoner's War that I still think is completely and utterly unique to that game is how many of the highest rarity monsters they actually give you for, you know, just playing the game. Like, you know, you just play the game, 100%. You can get the fusion monsters, you just play the game, you're guaranteed a 5-star. You just play the game, you're guaranteed, you know, like, again, in the Summoner's Way and everything else, like, they've given us quite a few things altogether.
Very, very free-to-play friendly. Yep, I totally agree with that. I think Summoner's War is great in the fact that they have done exactly that, made it as accessible as possible. They give you a bunch of units. And good units, too. It's not like, you know, like you always quote that Varimos was one of the most used units in RTA, and he's totally free to play, you know? Total free to play 5-star. You know what I mean? When I went to the championships in 2017, you know, Varimos was absolutely there, you know, as one of the more used games. And, I mean, that's 4 years ago, and he's still viable. It's not like other units that are get power crept all the time. So all of these units that are free to play and farmable are still viable in the game, 100%. You know, so I tend to agree with that. But
I will say, I did find the paywall in Figure Fantasy, I think.
What level? Because it's you know.
So when your characters start getting to be like 140 to 160,
okay.
Because at that point you need like 6 copies of each, which again you can get from. Well, because they're levels. So here's the thing, like. And there's a little bit of strategy, and maybe I could do better if, you know, I employed a different strategy for this. But, like, you theoretically could just, like, level up, like, the basic monsters that you get tons of.
Got you. Yeah,
because you could raise that. Their rarity, and as long as like your six highest leveled characters are there, you get basically a portion of that as the level that is used for that's used for calculating everybody else in what they call your, like, you basically have this otaku zone, you know, it's like your geek zone where all your figures hang out.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, no, you are. I'm just saying for anybody who might not
Good
be.
Good point. Yeah. Everyone be true.
So, essentially what happens is, like, so if your highest, like, characters average to, like, 150, you know, you basically, all of your other characters that you put into the zone, and you can only bring so many, right, will get to be level 150 as long as they're in there. So it's kind of like a thing where you could level up your best, you know, figures, but, you know, but you don't have the duplicates to raise them up that much. So,
got you.
So, like, and I guess, like, that's one thing is, like, I would get the really good characters and,
but you wouldn't have enough copies to make them viable after a certain level.
Right. So, I think that's, like, the biggest thing is I need to kind of rethink that and go back and level up those characters that are not as hard to come by, so that I can get them. Where are we off to now?
Anemo cube. Flashback. Ready? Throwback anemo cube. Yes. But yeah, let's, but I totally well, I'm glad that you had a you know, but you're still having a good experience, you're still having fun with Figure Fantasy, you're still knocking it out. I still have my account. Whether I'll go back to it or not, I'm not 100% sure at this point. But as long as, you know, it's good to know, but as long as you're playing, you're still having fun with it, you know, I just encourage you to continue to
I love, like, the whole theme and everything else, like, that, yep, you know.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That, unlike, you know, other things where it's like, oh, you're collecting a monster or something else, like, you know, it's like, yeah, oh, you're collecting a figure, which, you know, I get that, you know, they could have a lot of tie-in, you know, for real-life merchandise as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they already have a collab?
Yes. I forget, Hanu Mizuki something? Hold on. Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, no, they've already had like a collab, and that was like within a first few months of their time, so. Yeah, the game's quite good. I'll keep playing it.
But, yeah, we're gonna talk two ways in a second right after we defeat this boss really fast. Because one thing about Genshin, you're going to need materials. You're going to do a lot of boss farming. But regardless, out of the two, let's just talk two A's really quick. Out of the two A's, who do you like? Who has you seen that you have actually, that has been impressive to you, I should say. Oh, and thanks for the heal. Appreciate it.
None of them really fly off the page to me. It's like,
okay.
I mean, again, and, you know, perhaps they will, like, and, you know, they'll be more viable moving forward. They'll, you know, there'll be something, you know, that I'm like, oh yeah, I could totally see myself, you know, building up. But
one,
like,
did.
Okay.
One definitely stuck out to me. That is the Fire Vagabond. Cayenne, I believe. But yeah, man.
Love cayenne pepper.
These things. One, two, three. All right. neat and tidy. Okay, so now that that's done, Kyan, yes, he is pretty awesome. When he's second awakened, his S3 provokes all enemies for one turn, increases your defense by 3 turns, and gains immunity for 3 turns. His S2 attacks the enemy with a sword 2 times, decreases the attack power for 2 turns with a 70% chance, and recovers your HP by 20% of the damage dealt. The attack will deal more damage according to your max HP. So it scales with HP and just applies all these, you know, buffs, you know, the provoke debuff. I mean, that's cool. That definitely stands out to me. You know, I only covered the Vagabonds, but actually the Dark Vagabond's not bad also. Jubel, you know, same deal. Well, actually they're passive, not the S3, but it decreases the chance of receiving critical hits by 50% and decreases the cooldown of your skill each time you're attacked.
Great.
So if your enemy crits, guess what?
You know,
which is increased by 50%.
Whereas with the Mystic Witches, so Megan is the one everybody uses, and essentially her S3 doesn't change, and her S2 and her S1 just become 100% activation, and that's it.
Gotcha.
Like, so I feel like if you were using Megan already, yeah, you'll 2A her, but like, it only is slightly increasing her usability. And, I don't know. And, like, the Dark Witch, like, I forget where she was being used, but, like, a lot of people wouldn't even awaken her the first time because they were trying to keep her where she would only do her S1 and her S2. For what they were trying to do. So, again, I wonder if it's going to, you know, really do it. Because, like, again, I think it's because of the blocking beneficial effects and
Right. Removing
one beneficial effect, but they only do that for 1 turn, whereas Megan does it for 2 turns. So, again, you know, why would you even use the Dark One at that point, you know? And it's like, you have a harmful effect remove, like healing with the fire one, and then she just reduces defense and the continuous damage. Disturbing HP recovery and preventing them from getting beneficial. And like the light one, I mean, you get 3 to 4 comets that attack all enemies and apply
Right. One
of the following effects for 2 turns, and it's random chance. But it does include the fact that if you kill somebody with that ability, that they cannot be revived during the battle. So, but yeah, I mean, again, like none of them like jumped out at me as being immensely impressive.
Oh, we need to a slight update on your birthday summons, which is coming up. Wait, it's coming up faster than I expected.
Yeah, I figured the day after.
Jeez.
Oh, that or the week after. Depending if we do it before or after the birthday. It'll be closer if we do it after.
Cool. How many, well, I know you have a bunch saved up. We'll get specific numbers at the specific time, but I wanted to get some experience books, and I found a ley line right here.
right here being 5 miles south. In answer to your question, currently I have 418 light and dark pieces and 66 normal scrolls, so that would be 74 in total I have.
Excellent. Very, very cool. See, I'm talking about you have impulse control. This is the second time you have a pretty big stash of scrolls to summon with.
You started the fight without me even? How?
Oh, well, not at all. They were just hanging out before. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. Opulent splendor. Just getting some steaks. All right. Books it is.
Let's see, what else? Yeah, I mean, you're right about Genshin. Like, I don't know. It's kind of the thing I both love and hate about Genshin is, you know, even as somebody who's played the game a while, like, I feel like there's a lot of things that are not the most user-friendly about it.
Yeah, I really don't like the region locked items. That is just not cool. But, yeah, because imagine you get, like, you know, this cool Nat 5 that you can't even really... You can only get to, what, level 20? You know? And you can't really use as much as you want. Like, that's kind of... I mean, in pretty much every other game... Any, I mean, gacha or otherwise, you're able to level up a new character once you get them from the materials that you already have.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, pursuant to your point, I mean, it's exactly like we were talking about, you know, figure fantasy, like, that only right. goes so far, and then, you know, there again, it's kind of gate-locked by, you know, you have to, you know, get X, Y, and Z before you can actually level up the character, even though you have them, so... I mean, I think that's like any game, like, to keep you playing and to keep you invested in it, but, you know?
Here.
So, I'll have to do some summoning here, but I am going to do my exclusive summoning while we're still broadcasting.
Okay.
So we have a few more minutes, but let's do this one, and then I'll do that. Because I have almost 1,000 exclusive summoning, but I want a Beast Monk.
You want a Beast Monk? Which one?
I believe it's the water one that's... Really, I'll take any. It's one of the families in Summoners where I don't have.
Shoot. I can just tell you, I have... the fire and wind one, and they are way past amazing. Very, nice. Very cool. But that's another thing, like, even if things like that, like a Beast Monk, like, Summoner's War has some of the best, like, I don't know, character designs, character models, you know, from all over the world. Like, they have so many different types of units, you know what I mean? I just find that to be, like, super cool. Looks like almost every culture is represented in Summoner's War in some way, shape, or form.
Alright, should I start here or in Summoner's War? What do you think? And by start here, I mean do the one summon I have or not.
Yeah, let's do a couple in Genshin and a couple in Summoner's War.
Okay.
I think we've cleared out this place sufficiently. I think it'll be safe for a little while to do some wishing.
To do some one wish I have.
Yes.
You let me know when you're ready.
I got... actually, get a bunch of these. Okay. So, my goal is to see through my Raiden Shogun, whether it happens or not. So you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so you'll get three. It because I will.
If you say so. So 3, 2, 1, and summon.
Blue.
Oh, yeah. Dragon's Bane.
You are the Bane of the Dragon.
And I'll try a couple on the regular banner. Who knows? I might get a Lisa. Who knows? And what that means is, well, Lisa's one of the, I like to call them day one characters. But the day one characters in Genshin are great. It's somewhat hard to get constellations, which means, you know, copies to make them stronger. But the only way to do that is to summon on the non-raid up banner. Well, I got two purples. I
mean, there you go.
It's all stuff I had, but, you know.
I started my mountain of exclusive summoning. Can you guess how well it's going?
I can guess.
Good.
But...
going exactly as you would expect, dear listener. Poorly.
So Ken has these stretches of awesome luck, and then stretches of not so great luck.
There it is. But I'm not allowed to complain anymore, as we said.
Because you got some...
There we go.
Pretty righteous units.
That was... we'll call it fun. Two more. There we go. And I should
have done one more of these.
But yeah, after he's done, that, you know, that will pretty much wrap up our impromptu Thursday stream.
Absolutely.
That, you know, was completely unintentional. I had a work outing, so I did not get home early enough to do anything with this, so.
Oh, I definitely want to shout out our Discorderlies, you know, especially Ferentis. He's been keeping a cool little conversation going. Definitely want to shout out, big shout out to Evan. You know, I was checking out, you know, Fuse News a little while ago, and, you know, appreciate that he's still plugging along with that show. And, you know, of course, shout out to my partner in crime, Lightstar777. And big shout out to Johnny Tequila's, which is a great Mexican place right next to us. Amazing.
And
amazing,
very shopping. Ironically, super small margaritas. That's the weirdest thing.
Small but very strong. Very strong. Strong margaritas. Man, jeez, are you kidding me? But anyway, those are that's my restaurant shout out for the week, like I usually do.
This has been AJ's restaurant shout out of the week.
And of course, House of Q in the American Dream Mall. I shouted them out last week, but man, they are good. Definitely appreciate them. So that really about wraps it up for the. That's a big yawn there, Dad. That about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe. New episodes every Saturday. We stream during the week on Stritch on either Wednesday or Thursday. But our podcast episodes do come out on Saturday. Reach out to us at mrgtsw@gmail.com, mrgtsw on Reddit, mrgtsw on Facebook, mrgtsw on YouTube, Lightstar777 Gaming on the Twitch.
Word.
On the Twitch. Oh, more big news. The live stream for Genshin is going to be this Friday. Nice. Tomorrow, if you will. And I was lucky enough to get tickets to the Honkai meetup in New York. So I'll be seeing some of their, you know, art exhibitions and such like that. And probably spending some money.
Money.
My guy over there needs some Honkai stuff. We got to get him playing.
Yeah, yeah. You got to bribe me somehow to play that game.
Maybe some swag will get him playing.
Stranger things
have happened. About it for us. Everybody live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Live long and prosper.